Your Angelina Jolie just sold a painting for like $11 million that Winston Churchill painted.
That's pretty dope, actually, though.
Brad Pitt bought it for her when they were like married.
Winston Churchill, like the people that make the textbooks?
Or Winston Churchill wasn't a he was the Prime Minister of England.
Oh.
But he was like not really, I guess.
He wasn't good. It was just.
Yeah, right. It's finger paint. He just kind of like drew it.
You could do anything right now and call it art. It's crazy. Remember the whole thing with the banana? Someone put a thing, like a taped a banana to a wall, and they were like, this is art, and someone like ripped it off.
Yeah,
and like the guy sued. I was like, you can't sue somebody for ripping a banana with tape on it off a wall. Are you fucking
but
kidding?
Now that's art. There's a story behind it, so somebody sense. Out there
now
has
that's
like
what
the
I call
duct tape.
Art 26.
Right, I love art, but some of it I really don't get.
In what way?
I don't think you're supposed to get it. It's like
it's in the it's eye whatever, of the beholder. I get that,
but it's
some
also
things,
whatever you feel looking at it, like,
yeah.
I just wish the piece that you're looking at looks amazing. You know what I mean? Like, you know how they in museums, it's like,
yeah,
there's like a frame and it has nothing in it. And you're just like, this is a frame with nothing in it. And they're like, no, look at it.
What do you think?
Really look
at it again.
Look at
it. What's the emotion you feel while you're looking at it?
A good painting is like something that you can look at and kind of discover something new every time.
I guess like I like realism stuff because it's,
yeah,
to me, I see that as like, wow, that's an artist.
Like I liked the painting you made, Matt, with your watercolor set.
Oh, thank you.
That one was cool.
I wanted
I
to see it.
I should have.
Like somebody said this already. It looks like what Pam made in that episode in The Office when she painted the building. It kind of looked
I
like
I didn't
that.
Know if to take that as a compliment or a diss.
In the show, was it supposed to be like a good picture or
yes.
not?
It is.
It was in her art show and Michael wanted to buy it off of her because it was so nice.
But I remember seeing a TikTok where people were like,
people
guys,
like snickering.
Pam sucks. Pam sucks. Like she didn't, like Jim supported her going to art school and stuff, but she didn't support Jim going to another branch
yeah,
to
she
work.
Was, she wasn't really good.
And she didn't even really become like an artist, right?
No. Well, she is never getting on this podcast at this rate.
Oh boy. Jenna Fisher, we are so sorry.
She takes it really personally.
Hey, we don't judge the actor. We just judge the character.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
I liked Pam. I thought she was funny.
I think it's really beautiful, though, how little kids draw, though. Like, and how
I
we as adults,
like, yes.
Yeah, me too.
It's hard to replicate how a kid draws, but the way a kid draws is so unique.
Yeah, I love the way kids draw. Like if kids have like broken families at home and you're in school and you're drawing, like draw your family and they put like what
devil
they
horns
see.
On the mom.
Zane was just there as a kid, like a black hole.
You could tell what it's like at home for this kid because you know adults, you don't like, we're not drawing how our lives are at.
Like
back
they'll
in.
Draw their house and the whole family's inside and then the dad's outside and they're like, why is daddy outside? And they'll be like, oh, he's just never
because he's always cheating. Yeah. He's always without their woman.
Like they know
Wait, before we rip kids apart for their artwork, let's intro this podcast real quick. All
right, y'all. It's coffee time, baby! Yeah!
Who made the beat?
Of what?
Bruce.
To Unfiltered.
Bruce.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
And that's him going, Unfiltered.
Yeah. And like you hear like the coffee, like it pouring the coffee into the cup.
Did he actually pour the coffee or did he download like a coffee pouring sound
question.
Effect?
I think you could easily just find that.
You know, like Foley artists, like the people who like have to watch
Dude,
something and like
the
crunch.
Movie sound effect people. It's crazy.
Oh, it's really fun to watch.
It's crazy. I've seen so many videos online of like them like,
so
like,
cool.
Like it's supposed to be like stepping on leaves, but they're like crumpling up like a newspaper.
That,
or
that must be the coolest like, job to figure out how to make a sound.
Yeah.
Because it's things that don't make sense. Like, it's like a tree is like a broom.
Or like vomit. Vomit is like oatmeal.
Yeah.
Like, they just like.
It's pretty so
sick.
Interesting.
You see, I would get actual puke because that's my brain.
They're like.
He's just like one of those like realism like sound effects guys.
Okay, well, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. We are Zane and Heath.
Oh, okay.
I thought I'd take it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And our lovely co-hosts, Matt and Mariah.
Happy to be here.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
You look so good today.
Thank you. Is that because we just had a conversation that I said nobody ever tells me I look good?
I listen.
You make me look like the shittiest boyfriend.
Yeah, you do tell me.
We're
I look
all
good
just very
all the time.
Insecure of ourselves, you know?
Yeah,
but it's,
we had
and
a little
it's in good
heart.
Fun.
Put some damn shoes on.
We're in Heath's house. We're in your room.
We are working.
Yeah, I always find it so funny that I put shoes on before walking into another room in the house, but I feel like I'm going to work.
Yes,
yeah.
Like the shoes make me feel secure. Like I got purpose.
I'm grounded.
Zane's trying to get like a static shot going.
to me, it's like I want to be as comfortable as possible because I want to feel like this is just a normal conversation and I'm not like going to work. You know,
keep
what I
mean? Keep it casual for the listeners.
Exactly. Yeah. Because, you know, they're not like in suit and ties when they're listening to this. They're on their way to work in a suit and tie. Okay.
This may sound out there. I don't know. It just came across my head. Is it just me or was static shock something you experienced way more as a kid and as you got older? Like, I haven't been shocked.
I get shocked every single day.
How?
First of all, getting out of my truck, every time I close the door behind me, I get shocked.
Starbucks lids.
Starbucks lids are your first sip of coffee, always get shocked in your mouth.
But I think you are right because kids, like, I catch myself being cautious, like, oh, that's going to shock me. I don't know why.
That's true.
Like, when you're a kid, like, you'll be rolling around on the trampoline, sliding around on the trampoline, your hair sticks up. If I'm on a trampoline, I'm on my feet. And I'm like, because I don't want to get shocked getting off. Like, I know that.
Like, I got, that's like, the happen. Treadmill shocked me yesterday.
It sucked.
That was, like, the last time I got shocked.
Damn, I haven't been shocked in, like, a year.
Oh, I get shocked all the
time. Is it because of your watch?
Like, no, I get out with my right hand. I think it's because I scoot on my seat to get out. So it's that quick little friction as soon as I get out and then I touch it to grab it.
Huh.
Zaps me every time.
I miss going down like a plastic slide when you were a kid and you just have all that static. Yeah. And we had like a wood chip playground and you would get all the static and if you just hovered your feet above the wood chips, they would
rise. Yeah. What?
Yes.
Yes.
Baby, kids discover magic.
Mm-hmm. Levitation.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've never had that one.
In science class, did they touch like the...
Oh, the little sign. Yeah,
the ball? What is it called?
The static ball and the girl's hair.
Is that the electricity ball where it was like the purple and like pink?
Where they would hold hands and it would shock through your arms.
Yeah.
I hope everybody heard this, but if you had like had something with like a quarter, if you put a quarter on top of it and then you put your hand on it, you would like get electrocuted. Not just like, there was something about like
dry ice.
No, the static like zzz ball where the lightning is going all through it. Something like everybody would always talk about, if you put like a coin on top of it and then like touched that, you would like get fully electrocuted.
I could feel
like,
it already shocking me just putting
it.
And all of
there.
Us were so scared to actually try it, but we all just like took it as a fact. You guys didn't have that? No.
just kidding. Devin, order one of those.
We'll put one right in the middle. We'll all do it.
It's like a seance. We're all just like.
Is Spencer still have all that shit?
Spencer's gifts?
Yeah, Spencer's gifts.
Yes,
but you can also get it on Amazon.
No, I know that, but like that reminded me of Spencer's because found like literally anything at Spencer's.
There's like a neon light section.
Yeah.
That has all those things that glow. Even the ones with the like transparent strings, the plastic strings with the lights at the tip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I used to love
I fucked with a lava lamp.
Oh, my God.
What was that?
They were like...
It looked like hair.
It was like fibers.
Like, Yeah. It was like fiber optic, like little strands of plastic, and the light would go through
I never understood that. I'd look at that and be like, how the fuck did they do that?
The light at the end?
Yeah.
I got really disappointed when I found out that that's what does the ceiling stars in cars, like the Rolls Royce.
The tip of those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Oh, shit.
Those are all fiber optic.
Well, now I'm in
like
a bad
little,
mood.
Like cables that all go and then just like plant them in and then they cut the tip of it off. That's and then like stupid. It sticks there and then the light just goes to it.
So it's expensive to make that.
So I can do that in my
People do it all the time on TikTok. They'll like make a custom one.
I think they look tacky.
The star lights?
Yes.
You've never seen like inside a Rolls Royce, like what it looks like? It looks fucking sick. I think
you
it looks
do.
Sick.
Well, like, I don't.
You don't like it?
No. It's just a car. You don't need to make it look like you're in the back of Spencer's gifts. Like,
we're fucking just trailer trash pieces of shit. Yeah. That stuff excites me.
Anything is fancy.
I'm gonna give me a car one day that has stars in it.
I want my lights shining on the floor, and when you open the car, on
give
the door,
give me the ambient lighting.
I want to say Lamborghini on
right
the door.
There.
I want everybody to see on the floor that that's a Lamborghini. But Matt, you got a new car today.
I did. Oh my. Thank you.
You've been talking about that for a long time.
A while. It has been like a year since I've wanted this car. Uh-huh. But because of like Corona, they kept delaying it. I just wasn't sure if it was the right timing. And I hate the idea of buying a car.
Who is delaying?
Oh, no,
I'm saying, I thought that you're saying the dealership was delaying the car. I'm like, how the fuck are they delaying the car?
Well, there was like a long delaying time for the cars to finally come out.
Got it.
In 2020. Wow. And I didn't
the color is so you.
Oh, thank you.
What color is it?
Pink. Tasman blue.
Oh, it's blue.
Yes.
It's really nice.
We knew that because our lights are blue today. Mm-hmm. We're just celebrating.
For the longest time, though, I was very conflicted about getting this car or getting a Tesla. But the thing is, like, Tesla's, like, I cannot fit in them. I'm 6'3". It's really hard for me to sit comfortably And I unless it was the Model X, but I don't want to have the same car as Jason and David.
I can't see you in a Tesla.
Well, say what the car is.
No way.
It is the Land Rover Defender.
Ah,
cool.
You, the Defender. It's really nice, guys.
I love that
yeah.
car.
Really nice.
And it's been my dream car. I love the one from like 1997, and they stopped making it until this year. Yep. And I just felt like it was a sign.
Yeah, I love the old school ones. They look so fucking sick.
There, but you like, I know.
The
you
Defender 110s
so yeah.
and the 90s. Oh, my God.
So nice.
It looks like a jungle car. Like so cool.
What's crazy is like in the United States, there's such like this like sought after car. It's really bizarre because they honestly they suck, but it's become such a an icon that they can charge literally $100,000 for it, and people will pay it just to be like, yeah, I could get a new Jeep. I can get all these new cars that will do so much more. But yeah, I could blow $100,000 on an old Defender.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you go to like other countries, they're like literally they're the work cars.
Mm-hmm.
Like pieces of shit that they like.
They're like, yeah, the worker man's car, and like,
and then they transport like, them over here, and then they jack up the
that's
price.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. You know how like cars lose their value as soon as like you buy it or it comes off the lot? Are those like cars that just constantly keep their value? Like, how does that work?
Well this is like a new edition of them like making a comeback, and I'm buying it like in its, you know, revival year. So who knows? Obviously, yeah, when you buy a new car, like I've instantly lost value in it, but. Yeah. I'm now 28 years old. I should treat myself to buying a new car.
But you gain value here.
Mm-hmm. Truly.
That's right.
They told me, fucking, when I got that car, they told me that, oh, it keeps its value. That shit went down, like, a lot of money in value as soon as I took that off the lot. No car keeps its value, I feel like.
Yeah, it's
a myth.
Cars are a weird world. Unless you're buying some crazy exotic thing and you don't drive it at all and just let it sit and hold on to it, then it'll go up.
Yeah.
But
I know, I just hate the idea of how we like sell cars, that there has to be this middleman who has to profit off of it. And every car is like priced differently. I wish it was like no haggle. It was like just buying a TV.
It's like having a manager or agent. Like, let me just talk straight to the fucking people.
And there's all these numbers they're breaking down. And then you see these TikToks are like five mistakes when buying a new car. Answer these. They must answer these questions.
He's just so good at that, though. Like it's
my favorite thing in the world. Buying a car or like buying a car for somebody else.
Yeah,
like just the whole. Did
you know when someone's trying to take advantage of you too?
Yeah, it's
and
just
it's fun
so
to like
fun.
Call them out.
Do car salesmen act like? Do you think it's actually helps the company a ton? Like if someone's going in and buying a car, I feel like. Whether there's a salesman or not, they're going to buy the car if they really want it. You know what I mean?
No, because I remember when you went to go see the G-Wagon. This is years ago. When he bought his G-Wagon, we went there on a random... We were just talking about it. We were like, yo, G-Wagons are kind of cool. And he's like, they are kind of cool. I was like, let's just go see one. Let's just...
But
this was way back. And he was like, yeah, let's just go see it. We show up and the salesman we got to talking to... he goes, so what are you looking for today? Zane was like, I'm not buying a car today. I'm just looking. I have no idea what these are, but I just want to see it. He goes, you're not buying a car today? That's what the guy before you just said. And I just sold him a car. Zane was like, not going to happen. Literally fast forward like an hour, Zane's
give me
the
car.
But he like, let's be completely honest here. He's not the one that sold me the car. You're the one that sold me the car. Yeah. If you said don't get the car, I wouldn't have gotten the car.
But didn't y'all do a little do-si-do on it to actually get a total steal?
It was crazy what he did to this guy. Like, because normally car salesmen, they kind of manipulate you. Like, they try to change numbers to make you think you're getting a good deal. And he went
so
and
he flipped it upside down.
Flipped that shit.
So I like got him a really good price on it, and we were just like back and forth negotiating, and like usually if you call him out he'd be like, well, I can talk to the owner and see what they say, but it's not gonna happen. I think you should just take it right now. You'd just be like, no, yeah, go ask, go see. And then you sit there and wait, and they try to like draw you out and like see if you could like fold. We just kept going back and forth, and I ended up getting this really good price. And the way it was working was because he was trading his car in, and they were trying to negotiate the price of his car against
the new car.
What,
did you have
the car.
Jeep?
Yeah, but so, I was looking. I think they thought I was getting another car, right?
Yeah, there was like this kind of mix up. They thought it was for another car on the lot that was a brand new one. His was like 2,000 miles when he got it.
Uh-huh.
So I kept telling the guy, I was like, Zane, if they give you $5,000 more for the price of your Jeep, because he had a really nice Jeep.
Really
then
nice.
Technically it takes another $5,000 off the price of the car. So they can just like jack up your price, your trade in. And then it also equates to them taking $5,000 off. So like they'll eat the $5,000 cost of their car and make it look like you're getting $5,000 more for yours.
Right.
So I was like, no, the Jeep is worth more than this. You got to give them more for it. And I kept saying, like, they're going to take $5,000 off the price and give you $5,000 more for your Jeep.
See, this is so, when my brain starts going like, wham, wham, wham. So like, I feel like an old lady just signing my home away to somebody I didn't. I'm like, well, whatever y'all think is best.
It was fascinating watching Heath, because I was watching the whole thing and I was just like, oh my God.
I was trying to get him another $5,000 for his Jeep.
Yeah.
And I kept saying, $5,000 off the car, he's going to give you $5,000 more for the Jeep. And that's just how it's going to like look like it's balancing out. Like, they're going to take it off of their cost.
Yeah.
And he went in and ran the numbers. He took $5,000 off and then gave him another $5,000 on his Jeep.
Oh, he got confused.
So it was a $10,000 price cut right there, as opposed to just being a $5,000.
Wow.
So I looked at it and I was like, oh shit, he fucked up. So I was like, so you're taking $5,000 off here and giving us $5,000? And he had written up the whole document for it. And he looked at it and he was just like, I looked at Dan. I was like, sign the paper right now. Because he had already printed it.
At what point did...
And he couldn't take it back. And he was like... He's like, you got me. I fucked up. He was like, just shake my hand right now.
Damn. And,
like the defeat in his face. He was like, he realized what he did. And I was like,
oh, I feel bad.
Or he's
got really, him.
Or he's really
and
smart.
He really sold that car to the guy before you. So who knows? He probably had to go check back in his other papers. Like, why have I been selling so many cars right. today?
Or he's really smart. And because we were there for literally all fucking day and it was about to close.
Yeah.
He was just like, I'm just going to look like I just fucked up and gave him a good day. He could be really smart because he seemed like a smart guy. He like looks like he sells a lot of cars. So who knows?
Normally it is a huge, long, drawn out thing. But when I just got my new Porsche, I went to the dealership. They gave me the key, showed me around it. And I went to do the whole paperwork thing. I literally walked in. The lady sat me down. She's like, sign here, sign here, sign here. This is for, you know how they never buy a extended warranty. They always try to sell you on the extended warranty. Yeah. That's how they make their money.
Wait, you're not supposed to
don't
buy the
ever
extended.
Fucking buy.
Trying to make a joke where I'm like, you shouldn't.
Because I never get, I'm never in a, after but I sign they, it, I'm never no. in a situation where I actually
they,
use the
they try
warranty.
To force you. Yeah. They try to force you and make it seem like it's something you need to have.
Yeah.
Don't ever fucking do it. I walked in. She's like, this is the extended warranty. Just go ahead and say that you don't want it. Let's go, go, go. And I was like, you're not going to force me to fucking buy this shit. And she was like, absolutely not. You're going to waste my time and I'm going to waste yours. Let's go.
Oh,
I literally signed papers hot. For 5 minutes, got out the door and was done.
That's crazy.
It was the fastest transaction I've ever
Whoa.
Done.
Whoa. I was there for like 4 hours.
We were at that dealership for like 11 hours. It was fucking insane. Oh, this guy was just tired of us.
I'm gonna give him a shout out just because I love him. Champion Porsche, like, they were fucking incredible. So if you guys ever want a Champion Porsche, go for it. They were delightful.
My uncle has one. He loves it. It's like, it's his go-to car. That's like the only car he trusts.
So when you have a Porsche, you call it a Porsche.
You call it a Porsche
regardless
when it's named Porsche.
is that the actual term?
That's
is
how, that you, how you, I've always said Porsche.
Everybody
it just,
says Porsche.
It's just easier, but yeah, Porsche.
You're trying to be fancy, Target. Yeah. We see it.
He just doesn't want to hear it from other people.
Yeah, because I know the car enthusiasts are going to come after me. It's a Porsche. Yeah.
You drive one and you don't even know how to pronounce
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's super expensive. I mean, all you got to do is just sell some Pokemon cards and you'll be able to buy a Porsche.
Yes, sir.
Life mm-hmm. hack.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how Pokemon cards are not only a thing, but how are they worth so much money? It just doesn't make sense to me. What about Yu-Gi-Oh cards? Why aren't
those
they?
Are coming up? Those are coming up
because Pokemon came
buy
first.
Buy them now. They're going crazy right now.
Yu-Gi-Oh
cards.
What about Digimon?
Digimon
digital monsters.
I used to play Yu-Gi-Oh with my little brother, and it was so like the cards were so sick, and it like I just love playing that game. I never played Pokemon.
Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Remember like the card loader thing, like the
yes!
toy where you could like load up the cards.
Oh my God, was that for Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah.
Oh my God. They had a show, right? It was a show too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Thing is with Pokemon, no one's ever playing the damn card game though.
Okay.
It's a collectible.
You know, Yu-Gi-Oh, you had to have the cards to really play the game. There was a Pokemon, you could play out the game, but no one's playing the game.
Never knew how to play.
Everyone's just collecting the cards.
Yeah.
Which is kind of
silly. So people
are
just buying, selling cards. The person has it and then they sell it for more money. Like, where does it end?
Yes.
Like, it just
I'm
keeps going around.
That. So I texted my mom a couple days ago, lost my Pokemon cards.
Oh, I had all my holographics in this tiny little thing, and I tore up my parents' house, couldn't find it.
I couldn't find mine either. I'm so mad because I know I have some.
I think I took mine
to
college.
I got some heat.
My brother used to have a binder full of Pokemon. Yes.
We all had a binder full of.
I did it. Yeah, my brother.
The big, thick blue. It's like 5 inches tall.
We used
blue
to keep baseball cards in the binder.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, it's crazy how much Pokemon cards are going for now.
Really, if they're first edition, you're in a really good market. If it's like a fourth or fifth print, I hear it's like, it's not that much.
I've never really understood it. It's all like about paying the hype. That much money, like for a fucking Pokemon card.
Like right now, Logan. Like,
I know it's an investment, but Jesus.
Logan Paul bought all those Pokemon cards and he sold them, right?
He controlled the fucking market.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's pretty remarkable what he did.
I mean, that's a huge risk of him buying all those cards.
Just he was selling nuts. Like the unopened boxes that people could then open up.
And... Wow.
Yeah.
But what's even crazier to me.
Get right? me on the pokey, baby.
Good for him.
Like, I really don't understand people buying that stuff. But even more than that is the whole NFT movement right now.
NFT. Is I saw what does NFT stand for?
Not fucking true. Not fucking true. I don't know. I saw it on my Twitter feed, but I didn't even bother. Like, I saw somebody talking about like Vine and NFT, and I was just like, what is it? I was like,
it's a non-fungible token.
Correct.
And it's basically backed by crypto. It's like a crypto form of like a collectible card type thing.
Like digital art.
Right, yeah.
Digital art.
Yes.
So it is so interesting to me because have you seen what the NBA is doing right now?
What, they're making NFTs?
They have NFTs and the NBA actually like backed it and has their own things that like they're selling through it. And they're selling highlight moments. So you can get an NFT of Steph Curry making a three-pointer. And it's like a little like video of him like going up, shooting it, and then you own that little snippet video of him making it.
Isn't that like a brand or like a show buying the rights to one of our videos that they want to use? Isn't that like the same thing?
Similar to that, yeah. Like you own the rights to this one like moving piece of time.
Anybody can have the video, but you own like the NFT version of it. I literally don't get it at all. It seems so stupid to me, but I feel like it's the future. And
Grimes sold $8 million worth of NFTs like what? This past week
of in, what
of artwork that she made.
Digital art.
Yes.
So you don't oh get, my you, God. Like I get buying.
But the
art.
Thing is, Grimes, people wanted to buy it because Grimes is dating Elon Musk and it's a new cryptocurrency. And so it's just
Got to make stick figures of David Dobrik and we'll
but
be
like,
able to sell
I,
off
I
his
get
name.
Buying like to me, you buy a Pokemon card. Cool. Look, I have this Pokemon card or I have this painting. You come into my house. You see my art. You see whatever. But like you got any NFT? You're like, oh, yeah. Here, let me take my phone. Look at I got this in my my little crypto bank. You can see right here. I have this clip of Steph Curry.
And how much are these clips going for?
Like $36,000.
What about our Komodo Dragon Vine? What can we sell that one for?
Anybody want to buy it? Please.
We should make some NFTs.
Have you seen
but like,
the...
If we sold NFTs, I'd want it to be just like super cheap, though.
I don't get it.
That makes no sense.
I'll be honest. But have you seen, I think it's called CryptoKitties?
CryptoKitties?
That sounds like a fan page.
It's
like
it's girls an NFT.
A MySpace.
Basically, you buy this cat... Right. It's mm-hmm. It's a cartoon kitten and it has its own like look, whether it has like kind of floppy or pointier
Scottish
ears
fold.
Or like, okay, here's a picture of one. So you can buy one of literally buy just the picture of it or whatever. And they're thousands of dollars and you can take that. And if you buy another one, you can like breed them together and pass down their gene code to make another crypto kitty.
Oh, my.
And
that,
it's
that
literally
is just,
like online cat breeding. With fucking, I don't
have you
get
heard
it.
Of a Tamagotchi?
Yeah. Why?
Have you heard of Neopets?
Neopets.
Have you heard of
they
nerds?
Look like Neopets. I was expecting like something much cooler than that.
I just wish someone was here that like understood this world. I could just be like, guys, well, this is
somebody,
the reason
like,
why.
Okay, that's a crypto kitty right there. Look at this.
Can I put my opinion, my 2 cents in?
Please.
Because sure. That's all the money I got. when it comes to stuff like this, I think I'm just... I don't know why I'm so uninterested.
I know.
Like, well, I mean, none of us, I don't think it really interests any of us. We're just like, why?
No, I know. I'm like, not just the cat, like the whole like Bitcoin and stocks and gambling. Like, I have no interest in making, I know it's so cool and it's so like exciting, but I have no interest in like trying to make money
because
not from my job.
Because you don't understand
it. Does that make sense?
If you understood it, you would be more like, you'd be more like he understands stocks.
But so that's why against he's like, it. I think it's really cool, and I'm so happy he's good at stocks because I'm not.
Yeah.
And I know like everyone's in on it. And I'm like, okay, that's his thing. Like that's sick. I wish I was interested. But if it's not something that I'm working for, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get how we could just have that money.
Honestly,
that's why a lot of people are stuck just working their job. And like, it is kind of sad.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like earned income.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are stuck.
Good.
Like
good. Earned income. Right. Yes.
But then like you could have passive income. Like you could make money. Great. And then use that money. Now go buy a house and then rent it out to somebody. And they're constantly paying you every month.
Yeah.
There's just a risk with crypto kitties. Yeah,
I wish I was good at gambling.
And the thing is, though, I think that there's this new mentality because Bitcoin, when it was starting off, everybody kind of viewed it as crypto kitties. You're like, well, what is it? Whatever. And then now
anything.
It's like has established itself as this world currency where this new stuff like NFTs and crypto kitties are coming around. People are like, do I need to catch on this now? Because I want to pay off big time like Bitcoin.
Like, I don't understand
There's this frantic urgency, banana thing where people are like, do I need to be doing something right now? Because I don't want to miss out like I did Bitcoin.
Yeah, I feel like everybody in the world that's like, we just have like FOMO. Like, we don't understand it, but we feel like we're missing out on something. I want to be on the same page as everybody. That's the thing. Like, doesn't interest you? Doesn't really interest me, but I feel like I'm missing out. You don't like care. You're just like, fuck it. Like,
all I can say though for listeners, if you're young and if you got student loans, don't be risking your money on stuff like crypto kitties. Focus on paying off any debts you have, building good credit, and finding smart ways to invest.
Oh my God, did you see my crypto kitty? I just bought it. Oh my God.
We should breed our cats together. We could.
Wait, let's get a cat named Crypto. That'd be cute.
Who is the creator of crypto kitties? Is he just this man in this like mystical robe who's this billionaire who's like crypto kitties?
Oh, 100%. He's probably on acid when he came up with the fucking idea.
But who knows what the digital landscape is going to be in 20 years. If we'll be able to shoot out holograms and these NFTs can just like live within our hands.
Have you heard of Earth 2?
Earth 2?
Earth to Heath?
It is the most bizarre thing, but basically I think they're starting it to do like a virtual reality thing. Yes. And basically it's Earth, but a duplicate version, and you can buy real estate and land in this virtual world, and like you pay money and you
own real money.
Oh,
hell no.
You own land in this virtual reality
world.
That's
stressful.
No.
It is so interesting because like I think this could actually work. Like imagine now they base this with a virtual reality game or something, and like you're a real estate agent in VR.
So you could make money
or something
too?
Like you can make money. Like Ryan.
Oh, it's like another.
He bought Saddle Ranch. He bought all that land like on Sunset right there, my buddy.
Whoa.
And
on Earth too.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, he bought it like a couple months ago.
Can you go there in VR right now?
Maybe you can. You can like see like all the land and stuff, and you could like see like who like owns it or
it's... Why can't we just stay in
that
one lane?
That one doesn't make sense to me. Because to me, that's like playing Sims. It's like you get there's no satisfaction because it's not real.
But that's why I asked him if you can make money too. Like if I buy a house on Earth 2, can I sell that house to somebody and literally actually make the money?
He's
it's in my
up
bank account.
Thousands and thousands
that
of
is
dollars.
Scary.
It's similar to that guy who created that website where he sold pixels. Like whatever like the max amount of pixels are on like your home screen, he would sell pixels. And then it became this pixel bidding war where people would try to buy blocks of it and use it as advertising for their own thing. So it became this huge page filled with a bunch of advertisement. It was big in like 2000, I think maybe 7. I could be wrong. But the kid made like over $1 million from his college
dorm
room.
I think it's people getting excited about things that are not real because there's nothing left in this world anymore. Nothing is exciting anymore. So people are just like, ooh, well, there's a new world. Let me try to see if I get like buy some land in this new world. But like, it doesn't make sense to me because there's no satisfaction. You can't touch it. If I buy land in this Earth 2 place, I can't like feel it. I can't touch it. I can't be in it.
Yeah, and I don't care enough about it.
It makes no sense to me. It's like Sims.
It's so interesting.
I got to see it for myself. I'm going to put on my Quest 2 and check out, prospect out some real estate. Be the new Lewis and Clark.
I've always thought about that though, like with virtual reality, like if you can like work a second job in this like headset,
but
like, and
you
go do things
for
other.
Heath and I would be baristas at Cremota Coffee. Because we wouldn't be able to afford it here. So, but in virtual land,
like,
we'll be
like
able to
what
afford
if,
it.
Like, what if, okay, so hypothetically, you're in a VR Earth 2, right? And say you own whatever. Say you own Saddle Ranch or whatever restaurant. And, like, in this virtual reality world, you have to eat to, like, survive. Like, you have your character or your avatar.
Like a Tamagotchi.
Yeah, it's a game.
Right. But if you don't have a car in this thing, you have to, like, walk to a place. And the only thing within your range is whatever restaurant.
You can't eat in a virtual game. No, you cannot survive.
Or your character dies.
No, it will be like Ready Player One. Like, your tokens will be based on another form of activity. I don't think it's going to be like, you have to eat.
You never know.
In Ready Player One, though, these people that were in virtual reality, they felt everything. They were able to, like, taste food. They were able to, like, actually be there.
I don't think you could taste. That'll never, you could feel.
He's excited.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's why I feel like this will never work. Like, this will never become, like, a real thing. Because
this is like that clip of, like, Katie
they're
going to
play this clip in 10 years.
What is the internet? We have this next segment. What is that?
Well, the internet is for just so we can all see something. We still need to see shit. You know, it's like we got to see what's going on. It helps us get through our day. It helps us figure out shit.
All I got to say is I love my Oculus and I love playing Rec Room. You can go to all these virtual worlds. You can go to the house in Home Alone. You can go
to...
I would rather hop on a plane than go to the Oculus version.
I don't know, but it's cool. You can do it in the comfort
of your
own. Is
that the game
home?
Where you're like in a bar and you're like, there's people walking around you and you can like hit them and you start a whole fight?
That's like VR chat, but Rec Room is similar to that. That's just a drunken bar fight.
Yeah. I saw it on TikTok. I thought it was hilarious. Yeah. And you got to like start fights and everybody would react like they would in real life. And just, I thought it was really funny.
It's crazy.
So it looks like Devin pulled up right now. Our neighborhood is $50 per tile.
Should we buy a tile?
We should buy this house in Earth 2.
So Ryan spent probably like $300 on getting Saddle Ranch.
Yeah, he spent.
How long ago?
Months ago.
So should I be buying like properties?
I don't know.
I would try to look up all the. Never mind. I'm not going to say my strategy because I kind of want to do it.
Now he's into it. Yeah,
the fact
exactly.
that it's $50 is a little like you kind of sit there. I'm like, it's $50. This, why is it $50?
Gas money or a tile?
These I would go buy in Dubai.
This becomes like a crypto. These people made this hoping,
Dubai.
Right? That becomes like a Bitcoin. It's like, oh, it's not real, but it's something that people can kind of
this whole like technology where it's shit isn't real but people are buying it is it just blows my mind.
I think it's sad.
Everybody in the crypto world is listening to this just like pissed.
Can we go back in time to where people like grew crops and had trades and like you come to me and I'll give you 50 tomatoes for a couple barrels of corn.
One gold corn.
You know what I mean? Like
that's boring. We're past that.
Fun.
I would love to go back to that time though.
What would I have to offer though? I have nothing to offer. I would die of starvation.
Well, you would have to learn a trade and be able to provide something.
So I have to be good at something?
You could be a blacksmith.
I'd be a puppeteer.
Yeah, you would.
I go to town in like my little carriage. Come around. Everybody
I would
step
be a burlesque
right
dancer.
Oh my God.
You would start fires in everybody's homes.
He'd be a cowboy in the saloon.
Yeah.
Playing poker.
And he
gun
never
slinging.
Leaves the bar.
I'd be a used horse carriage salesman.
I would say I could edit people's shit, but it sounds like there's no editing. Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
I'd be a cobbler.
I could give people TikTok ideas.
I'd like to disappear and just be, just go live with the Amish.
I love
you.
The Amish.
Survive
you
in the
can
Amish.
Still do that today.
There's no cars in the Amish world. No, you can't have your cars.
It depends on what kind of Amish
if
you're running.
If it's new
with.
Amish,
they walk everywhere.
Yes, some do.
They've got. Tractors.
I thought you're not allowed to use electricity.
There are certain rules and certain days. It depends on which Amish.
Were these like new rules created? Like,
have you ever seen Amish people?
Are Amish people even listening to this? Can they listen to podcasts?
Yeah,
no, they wouldn't
on Friday nights.
Apparently, though, they can't. Can't like own something technological, but they can like rent
right.
it.
They don't have cell phones.
Oh, that's so interesting.
But they're happy and their skin's clear, so sign me up.
We should have it like a fully Amish guest here, so we can like ask all these questions.
They would see the lights and leave.
We'd have to fly them out.
Oh fuck!
It depends.
They don't own the plane.
If they can drive a goddamn John Deere, that's a car.
Oh sure. Yeah, they do, huh? I see it all the time in
what?
They're not out there cutting grass with a sickle.
They are using the old school
lawnmower. They are though. I think they are using old school lawnmowers.
Remember, I told you when I was in Lancaster and there was an older brother and a little brother, but the older brother was like 8 and the little brother was like 4 and he was teaching him how to do it.
Child labor laws.
They that make doesn't great exist, pies, no. though. Good pies.
No, good honey. Have so you had honey?
Have you been with an Amish family, I'm guessing?
The Amish, this lake community my family goes to a lot. It's in Amish, like, territory. Yeah. And they come by, like, trying to sell us pies and stuff, and we always buy them.
Oh.
Yeah. They're really sweet. Mm-hmm. But I'm always just the trying to look them in the eye. The I'm so curious how we're viewed in their eyes.
They don't judge us.
Oh, probably awful. No?
No, they don't judge us at all. They're super nice.
Do you think they're, like, peeking over, like, trying to see your Instagram, though? Like, as you're, like, sitting on it? Like,
no, I bet it's, like, when curious. You're at a restaurant and you see a little kid with an iPad, and you're like, oh, my gosh, this kid is just glued into his thing. You have no interest in what he's doing on the iPad. You're just like, ugh, what a distraction. They're so sucked into something. I bet
it could be working right now, but we are working.
They just don't see the point in it. They're like, right. What's there really for
me?
We're just so wired into it.
Well, because, I mean, in their world, it's like, we don't need it, which is true. Like, we don't need any of these
things.
It's
just a different lifestyle, and they respect other lifestyles. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's really cool about them. Well, the ones that I met.
Look at us growing, being educated. Mm-hmm. All Amish people were just like,
right, you got it all wrong. This is just what we experience, okay? I'm not saying everybody.
I know. I honestly, I respect the Amish. Like, I love that they chose this simple lifestyle. I just wish they chose a different time period.
What if it's like in prison where, like, we think they're not on their phones, but really, like, they're sneaking phones and they're, like, on Instagram and
shit?
There could
be some rebellious
teens. There's Amish TikTok I've found where, like, some kids, like,
really?
Have finally got it.
Really?
It's like, have you ever seen jail TikTok where it's
that's
like,
what, yeah, that's what I mean.
Guys are making TikToks in jail? There's some Amish ones where you see, like, you can tell it's like Amish people hanging out, but one of them has
like
a phone.
Teen, like a rebellious teen. They're still human.
I have a question. How are these people that are in jail accessing Wi-Fi? How is there public Wi-Fi? They could easily lock it for people that are working there.
I know, I'm confused. And like,
how does that happen?
If there is no Wi-Fi, there's no way the reception goes through those walls. There's no way.
Also, how do they do that?
Yeah, I don't know. Also, like, what if there were like different Amish communities, but they were like only lived in the 50s?
What do you mean?
Like, instead of like the simple life where they only just do
like
use products from like the 50s.
Oh, got it.
Cool.
Or like they're only like committed to a certain decade.
Yeah.
You know what
Depending
I mean?
Depending on when you were born.
Yeah. I don't know. That would just be weird where it's like they could only use like, they'd only drive like old cars and stuff and they just smoke like cigarettes with those long filters.
Oh my, I would love
there's
to
like,
get
howdy
somebody
old sport.
In that seat. Like someone that like lives in that world and like uses no technology. I just like want to actually fucking
there are people still living
this.
In primitive tribes around in this world.
You ever seen primitive YouTube? Oh my God. It's the most addicting rabbit hole you'll ever go down. They'll literally build like Adobe like huts and like they'll build like this shelter and then they'll dig like a tunnel underneath it and put like this fire pit underneath it, put like clay over top of it and make a bed on top of it and it will heat underneath.
Yeah. These are legitimate fucking houses. It's absolutely insane.
Oh, no, these are the types of videos you find yourself watching at like 3 a.m.
and you're
like peoplearamazing.com.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Peoplearamazing.com.
Isn't that a web? Is it a website?
They'll
no,
make
people
like
are amazing
tiles.
On YouTube. I think I just
It'll take days at a time to make these tiles to like put a roof on.
The girl with the gorilla glue got stuck in her hair. She's trending on
peopleamazing.com. Walmart.com. That's what I'm thinking of.
That's a good one.
People of Walmart.
I'm just making shit up at this point.
Do you think all those people are actually at Walmart? Every single one of those people in this picture.
I
think it's just all
that.
Stores in general.
Maybe
I think
like
just Walmart is just
Kmart,
a good.
Kmart, maybe Costco.
Yeah. You don't think, do you think?
Are you talking about the people of Walmart?
People
like the
of Walmart page, yeah.
Yes. Are those people that they actually found at Walmart?
Or actually at Walmart.
Or like a Target.
Or they're probably
majority
at like
of them, definitely.
HEB or.
What's HEB?
Kmart.
It's like a popular like Walmart of the South.
If
it's more
it was,
of a grocery store though.
If they were at Target, you know they would Photoshop that shit. Everything is blue. Like the walls, everything just blue. And we
it's
got it.
It's a blue Target.
they forgot about that. Hey guys, before we start the story, we do want to leave a trigger warning. The story does involve gun violence and school shootings. So if you prefer not to hear any of that, you can skip on over 15 minutes ahead and you'll be past the story. Okay, guys, we've had this on our list for weeks and this is such a good story, but we keep passing by it and it's Mariah's story. You always have the good stories.
The thing is, I wish it's not that satisfying because it's not me personally.
It will be.
It will be.
It will be. I'm looking at the title. I'm like, this is going to be good.
We say a lot of stories on here that are other people's stories.
Every time I tell a story, my mom calls me, you know, you told it wrong. I'm like,
I was wearing a green dress, not a blue dress.
I have a video of her telling the story just so I wouldn't forget, but I forgot. So sorry, T. So my mom, when she was younger, she worked at a restaurant. It was a mob restaurant, I'm going to call it. Like,
she doesn't want to get just killed. I don't know.
It was like a mom restaurant.
Yeah, it was like
she flips a word around. Bomb, you know, it was a bomb restaurant.
I said mom. It was my mom's restaurant. So it was a mob restaurant. She worked there as a coat girl. So she would like greet people and take their coats and put it into the coat closet. Yeah. One day her coworker called her and she was like, hey, like, sorry, it's so last minute. Like, this is an emergency. Can I take your shift? Like, I need to pay for something, whatever. My mom was like, okay. And she's never done that before. She was like, okay, yeah. That night that coworker took her shift, people broke in and shot up the place.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
And
the whole place?
They shot up the place, yeah. The whole place.
The people. I mean, that's pretty fucking crazy. Right.
Like, that was your mom. That could have been your mom. You couldn't even, you wouldn't even be
Oh, no,
here
you
right
have
now.
No idea. It's crazy. So they came in and shot up the place. And the coat girl, my mom's coworker that took her shift, he had her held hostage.
Oh my God. She
got behind the bar, went into survival mode, and she started pouring him drinks, getting to know him, just playing her cards
right.
Yeah, very smart. Yeah, right. Very smart. So pretty much getting into his head, like becoming really friendly with him. And he ended up.
You kind of cute.
Oh shit! I'd be saying all types of shit.
I probably fucked the killer. I like me a bad boy.
Have you seen The Godfather?
You are just
this reminds
like
me
him.
Of a wow. scene. Have you seen?
Leave the gun, take the cannoli, am I right? Just like trying to like bond with them.
Shit.
I'm literally at the last sentence, so if we can just hold off.
This could end really sad, and we're just making all these
It is going to end sad.
Wait,
that's why I'm like.
Oh, shit.
Did
oh,
anything get on the coats?
Can you hold on?
Hold the fucking phone.
The coats!
I have literally one more sentence.
Okay,
you're ruining
my
the
bad,
story.
My bad.
He ended up shooting himself right in front of her.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oof. But she survived.
She survived.
Oh my God, thank God.
Like, she's alive. She's alive to this day.
I feel like people died in that place.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Of course.
Can you find out from your mom and like give us a little update?
Sure.
Okay. My dad's friend came over like a couple months ago and he was talking. I think it was in another country. I might have been Lebanon. But he had a meeting at like 8 a.m. and his coworker showed up late. And like at 8:15, 8:20, they showed up and this guy's like really like he's very like on time or like, you know, we're not going to do this. They showed up late. He's like, no, you showed up late. Like, they were going to have a meeting somewhere at a restaurant. And he was like, no, you showed up late. Like, this is not how I roll. Like, you're going to have to go without me. Like, I'm sorry. This is not happening. Like, next time, if I say 8 o'clock, you'd be here at 8 o'clock. So they're like, okay, fine. They went home, never went to this restaurant. That day, that entire restaurant got shot up, killed every single person in this restaurant.
Oh,
what the time fuck? That they were supposed to be in there. Fucking insane. It was almost like, what happened? Fate. In that moment where like just I just feel like God, just somebody was just like, we got to make this meet because this guy's a good guy,
right?
That's wild,
fucking wild. I couldn't when he told me the story.
I couldn't imagine that feeling of being like knowing you were supposed to be there and like you just something went wrong and you weren't there.
And you got denied and you're
that's like to me. All I think about is like Final Destination. It's just like okay, that what's gonna happen?
It's your judgment day. Where it's just like
maybe that's why Zane shows up late to everything. He's scarred from that story.
Would you guys take if something like that happened to you? Would you take that as oh my God? Well, I almost died, but like now that I've been in that situation or I was connected to a situation like that, now I can kind of live freely. Or would you be just on your?
I'd be on edge for the rest of your life.
I don't think I'd be on edge.
Very just confused by it all.
No, I just think everything does happen for a reason. So I would look at that situation and be like, that happened because of this, and that's confirmation, like with my faith and stuff like that.
I wouldn't live on edge.
I'd just be like, everything
does
happen for
a reason.
A lot of people
feel guilt though because of that.
Right? Yeah. They hold a burden. Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the story about when I was in college and like what happened to me my freshman year?
No.
I haven't? Oh, man. Okay. I've never said this.
I mean, I don't know what it is.
Did I tell you about my freshman year?
Well, no.
I
mean, I've heard about this incident. Like almost basically was like a campus shooting that happened my freshman year of college.
No, I've never heard of this.
Okay.
What school did you go to?
I went to UT Austin, Mariah.
Right. I know that.
We got the hook 'em horns always in that corner just in case. I went to UT Austin, and this happened my freshman year. It was like late September of 2010. I had an intro to journalism class that started at 8 a.m.
Okay.
And it was right outside.
We're not there yet, Mariah.
No, but I put the stories together. We show up at 8 o'clock and whatever.
For the people who are listening, if you know UT, it was in the UTC, which is right near the PCL, which is the library. I was staying in Jester. As you know, that's right across the street from the library.
As you know.
I could picture it.
Guys,
yeah.
As you know.
So around, I got to class that day, probably around 7:50, 10 yeah. minutes early going into class. We go in, we sit down, and it's a huge lecture hall. The class was probably like a couple hundred students in it. And you know, the class starts at 8 a.m. Professor starts giving the lecture. All of a sudden, like 5 or 10 kids run into our lecture hall and they go, "There's a guy outside shooting a gun." And we were all like, "Huh? What?" And this was intro to journalism. We had just studied like a case study about the Columbine.
Everybody running out trying to get the story.
we thought like, because we had just studied Columbine, a case study about the journalism covering that day. We thought that these were like staged actors, or that they this was like a crisis drill.
Got it.
So the professor was like, kind of like laughed and goes, "I'm sorry, what are you guys talking about?" And this kid is like, "There's someone outside shooting a gun. He shot it on the ground and shot it in the sky." And we still like, the class is like, "Is this like a prank? What's going on?"
There's no part of you, everybody, where you're just like, "This is real."
Well, it's still like, we still were just trying to comprehend it. Yeah. It was very early in the morning and very confusing. Oh, we didn't hear the gun go off, but it was right. So then more students started pouring in and they go, "There was a guy outside shooting a gun." And then all of a sudden the professor's like, "Shut the doors right now." And he goes, "Everybody get under your desks."
Oh,
and right
God.
Then in that moment, dude, my heart freaking sank. Like, I was just in total freak out mode where I'm like, you always worry about this day where a school shooting, would it ever happen? And right now it was like happening. And then what was scary about
I'm getting goosebumps.
I know, this is
They
scary.
Closed that door. They closed the doors. We shut all of them. And then all of a sudden we started hearing pounding and pounding and pounding.
Oh my God, Matt.
And then in our head, we're thinking,
I would have passed
is
out.
That we thought immediately
Somebody
that's the shooter.
To get in?
Well, we thought like that was the shooter trying to get in. And everybody is just like, "Oh my God," like freaking out. I was holding this like girl's hand underneath the desk and she was like in tears. But what was happening is those were other students who were all trying to flood in to like get into
and
the classroom.
And like it's in that moment, like you don't know who's who. It's like that's the scariest fucking part.
And it's like, do you open it to let somebody, like not knowing who's on the other side? Like,
mm-hmm. Right.
Because it could.
Because that's the protocol, though. Once the
in
door is shut,
school,
you shut the door.
Told. Oh, really?
Because if you open that up, one of them could be the gunman who's trying to escape whatever he committed.
Oh, right. My God.
So once again, I haven't like revealed what has had happened. All we know is what is going on. Everybody gets texts. There's a gunman on campus. Authorities are coming.
God.
We don't know if there's a possibility of a second gunman.
Yeah.
And this was 8 a.m. and we were under lockdown in that classroom from 8 a.m. to about 3 p.m. SWAT.
Oh my goodness.
SWAT escorted us out.
That
with
probably
like
felt like
huge,
the longest
like
fucking amount of time.
Full on military vehicles and everything. We had a walk and were completely escorted out that day. I couldn't even go back into my dormitory. Really spooky day. So what Damn. Ended up happening is that there was a student who I don't feel like I should say his name, but you can Google it. He was like a mathematics student. I'm not sure if he was a junior or senior. Was very depressed. Took the bus to school that day with an AK-47 in his backpack.
Oh, shit.
And he had a ski mask, but he took the bus, got out of the bus, put on the ski mask, and then pulled out his AK-47, shot a few rounds into the air, a few rounds onto the ground, and then headed right towards the library. Ran into the library, through the first floor of the library, and just ran up all of the stairs up to like the sixth floor, and then shot himself.
Did he didn't like shoot anybody?
Oh,
he didn't?
No.
No.
So basically kind of what had happened was it was a, what we believe some people or have like kind of made this conclusion that it was a student who had very ill intentions, wanted to go to school that day to hurt people. Because it's an AK-47.
Yeah.
You have ill intentions if you're carrying an AK-47. Yeah. It's that you don't just, you know, if you're going to kill yourself, you're using that gun to like
hurt a lot of people.
Hurt a lot. And I think during that moment, he realized right when he got out and he shot off his gun that this was a bad decision and just went into the library, went up at the
probably
top,
panicked,
and killed himself. And it's just, and I know I'm not trying to make the story about me, but it shakes you up because I used to go, if there was a big test that day, I would go to the PCL at 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I would study at all the little random floors and everything up until going to class at 8 a.m. Like the timing of that day and when he got off at the bus and where I was.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was less than like 100 yards from where this kid had shot off his rounds. But it was just a really spooky day. And thank goodness, and thank God it wasn't anything more serious than what it was.
I can't believe like you've never told us this. I know. Fucking insane.
I had always thought like I had shared it before on this, but I haven't. I never said that story. Banana. But it's really sad. And obviously the college has done a lot to recognize mental health of students and stuff because this kid hadn't reached out. He was a kid who was very depressed. Home life wasn't great. I don't know how his grades were doing, but I just snapped. And that's what's really
that's
scary.
So sad.
Is you never know who's around you who could be alone and could be hurting. But oh my gosh. Yeah. Shook me up that day.
I feel like in those moments, you realize how open these places are, how open schools are. Like it's so
not
scary.
Anymore.
You kind of wish that there was a little bit more security, which I mean,
it's so
you don't
want
to become a police state where it's just like you have to get scanned in every time you enter a mall.
Exactly. Like you don't want TSA all over the fucking place. That's just like, that's like a lot. But like sometimes you're just like,
my elementary school had like portables that like the fifth graders, that's where their classes would be. So you'd literally a second, you would have to walk outside to get to those portables, and they demolish the whole thing because they don't want kids stepping out of the school.
Oh.
A few of our classrooms in sixth grade had no doors on into the classroom.
How do you get in?
What do you mean?
Could walk in.
Oh, like, I thought you meant like
no, there
the
were no doors.
Door.
I'm a little confused. Like when you say no front door.
He's saying like just an archway. Like just pretend the door doesn't swing. It's just an opening to walk in.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they would make, certain classes, most of the classes in the school had doors. These rooms did not have doors, and we would have to sit there huddled, freaking out about the idea of an intruder walking in and being like, they can just walk in.
Why didn't they have?
I bet they
good
have
question.
Now.
I just don't know. Old? Texas public school budgets. I don't know.
I feel like I feel like every classroom should have two doors. Like,
I bet
an
you
exit
now
and it, like an exit and entrance just in case.
I bet they have them now.
Yeah.
This was 2000.
Yeah,
and like
a lot of things changed. Didn't you say when we passed Plantation High School? Didn't you say like those gates weren't there when you were there?
Yeah, south. It's pretty like locked down now.
Oh really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's like a huge like big white like gated doors to get to the front door.
That's great. I mean I think schools like that should be like just very secure.
Yeah.
Like there should be no way to
get
into something
like that.
I think
it's getting better now because it's more common for bad things to happen.
Yeah.
But oh, I just remember that like doing shooting drills and being like, but anybody can
walk
in. What
year? How old were you?
Sixth grade.
I thought this was in college. This isn't
no, he's
sixth
talking
grade,
about the,
my
the,
middle school.
The second story.
No, this is
no
the second
doors.
One. There was no doors. No, I talked about the doors shutting.
Sorry.
In the
I was talking about
one.
The first one, but that was in college. Wow.
Oof.
Oof. That was a lot. That's fucking nuts.
It's heavy.
My dad just sent me a picture recently that he still has all my like detention slips.
Oh, that's funny. I'd probably keep that shit too.
But it wasn't anything juicy. It was like
that's
three
funny
lates
stuff to like keep.
Detention.
But I would set them all up in like a box, like a square.
Yeah,
and
I want to like shadow box
funny.
Them.
Did you ever have to do an all day detention?
No,
that was the big
what
no.
Was that
no.
All the time?
Was that ISS?
Ours was DMC.
It sounds like a drug.
Sounds worse.
DMC
all the time.
And I've got DMCs
all the time. I'd be in like that internal school suspension. I'd be in ISS. And they would make us, they would give us a sheet of paper where it's like, I'm a no good. I'm like basically saying how like you are bad and you need to be better and you need
I'm
to
a
behave.
No good son of a.
They would make us rewrite that for the entire 6-7 hours in school.
Oh,
just rewrite
they
it.
Do that in elementary
throughout
school.
The whole thing. And
we would have to write things line by line.
When the whole class disobeys,
our homework is back and front sheets like five times or something.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I will not talk. When blah blah blah, blah. Yeah. I will not talk about blah,
and
blah,
you're
blah.
And like so. And part of your punishment is that you don't get to do any of the work in the class. Do you think that's like an appropriate punishment that you don't like
that you miss out on actual school?
Yeah, to me, that's like that's kind of fucked up. But like the fact that they just move you and you still get to do the same work, you're not really being punished. What is it?
I think there's something better they could be doing. Yeah. I wish I could say at the top of my head of what they should be doing.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people have studied like appropriate disciplinary actions.
Yeah. You know what's not appropriate discipline? When you have a pizza party and your family won't pay for it, so you have to sit in another classroom while everybody else parties.
And they'd make you feel like shit sending you to another
room. Okay, whoever didn't pay, please stand up. You're going to go to this room.
Why can't the people that are going to the party get up and go to another room? Why you got to make the kids that couldn't afford it make them move? It's crazy.
You know what they should have done? Snuck those people pizza in the other room.
Yeah, that's like, you terrible. Know
but it would only be one pizza. It was one pizza. One you got pizza. That slice and it was fucking this big.
Anchovies and olives.
Where was that money going to? Like, where do you like? Is that like to
the
charity
pizza. Or the pay for the pizza?
The PTA.
But why were
no, the pizza would be this big too? Everyone would get this big of a slice.
Why were they having these parties though? Like, what was it doing?
It was like end of the year party, a Valentine's Day party, whatever.
Good you behavior.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was it no was because
the teacher didn't want to do work. That's right.
No, there's times it, where
a box party. Tops.
Box top. God. I never got yes. my
remember box tops, like the little yes. nickel, and if you brought that to school, it was worth like 5 cents.
And you'd hear them partying next door.
Did we talk about school too much? Should we let it go?
It's exciting. Know,
it feels like we're holding a lot of resentment. Well,
some things are exciting.
We're pushing 30 and we're still talking about sixth grade.
I remember drinking like a lot like when I was 13.
Zane.
We would all go to
13.
Yeah, I know it's bad. We would go to like our neighbor's house and what? Because my parents were really strict, but like our friend's parents weren't that strict. I'm not saying they would allow us to drink, but we were able to kind of separate from them for a longer time than my parents. Like my parents would come in
check
every
check in going snacks, check. What's up?
My exactly. mom, my mom is doors open. Doors
yeah.
open.
That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. But we would go into like the garage room and we would just like sneak alcohol and we were just drinking all 13? Night playing video games.
I didn't even know what alcohol was.
It was bad. Yeah, I was guys, obviously don't drink when you're 13, but like that we just did that and it was bad. It was really bad.
Honestly, wait as long as you can because you get over it by the time you hit 21.
Yeah, it's not fun. Like we drink Zane. When we drink when we drink now, it's not fun anymore.
But don't,
man.
I don't think you should have your first sip of alcohol though, like your first day of college though.
I think people
kids can
who,
binge drink and they're not used to like
oh, and
having
I feel like it's
it.
Happened, yeah.
And that's why, like,
and
in Europe,
drink, fine,
they're more like
out.
Lax on, like, I don't know, having the youth moderately drink because they can, by the time they get off to college, they're not having alcohol poisoning and ruining their whole.
Yeah. I feel like people who wait till they're 21 don't end up drinking. Like, if they go, like, no, I'm going to do the whole thing. And, like, once they get to that point when they're 21, they're like, well, I've been this fucking long. I don't need to do it. Like, we have a couple friends who just don't drink because they just, like, went the whole time. And they were just like, I just don't feel like doing it now.
You know what? I think it's because they see how how shit can be caused
it
by
changes.
Alcohol.
When you start to, like, be sober around drunk people, it changes your perspective.
Oh,
it's like, okay, I don't want to... If I
was sober this whole time and saw how people acted when they were drunk, I probably wouldn't drink either. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, fuck that. That's not worth it.
Mm-hmm. Everybody watching us right now.
Like when I don't think I ever told this story, but I worked the Olympics in London, 2012, I believe, with Coca-Cola. It was so amazing. I got to go out there with my dad for like a month and a half. And we were like, half the team were locals that lived there and the other half were people from America. And we all got together and it was a group of like 45, 50 of us that were, and we're all the same age. And we're like, oh my God, this is going to be sick. We all did the same thing. We used to hold we worked with Coca-Cola and the way it worked is that like Coca-Cola would have like contests. They would invite their top salesmen. They would invite top people in Coca-Cola. Okay. They would invite them all out to watch the Olympics. You pay this whole package deal where you get transportation, you get to stay at the hotel, you get to do like fun things around the area with the group, and you get to watch like all the games and you pay like a certain price for it. And the age limit in London was 16, I believe, is it 16 or 18? 16. Drinking age was 16 there. So
I think
like
that's like Germany.
We were going to these bars.
Back then?
Or hold on, I think you know what?
It's 18.
It was 18.
18 to drink beer, 21 to drink hard alcohol.
Oh yeah, you know that what?
I don't think it was 21 to drink hard alcohol.
I know a lot of places are like that.
You know what? Maybe because, you know what? I think the people that were drinking beer or the people that were 18 drinking beer, I didn't think they took it very seriously. They're like, oh, I'm drinking alcohol now. What's the difference if I drink this and this?
I'd be getting jacked up off of Bud Light Platinums, baby. Mm-hmm. That's the same shit as a mixed drink.
These 18-year-olds, they were so mature. Like, they would drink the, you know, they could have a beer and be, you know, be like, you know, not be fucking crazy, but chill. it was be chill. It was crazy seeing that and then going back to America and seeing people just binge.
Oh yeah.
And having to get fucked up before going to a bar where they're not able to drink.
People
it's
drink
dangerous.
In other countries to like just literally just socialize and like just have it with dinner and that's it. Like here people are so like uncontrollable. It's embarrassing.
It's supposed to loosen you up. You're not like right. Technically you're not supposed to get fucked up while drinking.
It's a drink they want to enjoy.
Social lubricant.
I don't drink a lot now, but like I would drink a lot because I had to hide it from my parents. I had to hide it from bars. I had to hide it from my other family. I had to hide it from like so many people where I'd have to binge and then get to somewhere. So I'm like, I know I have enough alcohol in me to last the rest of the night, but that would cause you to fucking black out or pass out or whatever. So I don't know. I think they should rethink these like drinking laws, because just allow people to just like kind of like slowly move into it, like, or even make it like you only get a drink, like or two drinks per night or something. Just like let people know.
The culture,
know,
the drinking culture needs to change in the United
States. I think so too.
And I think it will gradually, hopefully. I think the drinking age should be 19 though.
People are in college.
I think
when
we should
18.
Go back to the prohibition.
Take it all away.
Take it away.
It's a sin.
Oh, for you say ban it.
You'd see me in my backyard making fucking moonshine. I'd be like, who wants it?
And you're making that shit like 130% proof because
having a little speakeasy charging people. The roaring 20s.
They should experiment for a year and just take alcohol away just for a year. Just an experiment and then bring it back.
People would be going nuts.
Yeah. Either they'd be going nuts or they would get their life together. It'd be interesting.
I mean, the thing is that the people that like drink it casually, people need it. They want to chill in the end of the night. You know, they had a rough day at work, have a glass of wine.
Have something like, I don't know,
you need
lemon
something
water.
Like, there's people that like work really hard every day. They need to calm their nerves.
Have lemon water and a spoonful of honey.
And an orange.
I don't know.
No, me and Heath, every time Heath says I don't feel good, I'm like, you want orange? You want a glass of orange juice? Did you have orange juice today?
You want a spoon of honey and cinnamon?
Like, no, I want fucking whiskey on the rocks.
You're not getting fucked up. You just need something to fucking loosen your nerves.
Agree to disagree.
Sue me. Did God deliver this message for you to tell the world?
You want to run that by me again?
Did God deliver the message to him?
Why don't you ask him?
Capital H. I remember one day I wrote down like I was talking, like the song about God. It was for religion school, and I like lowercase it, and I like got shit for it. Like, you do not lowercase God's name. Uppercase my name. What the fuck? I'm a person.
It is uppercase.
Ooh, I'm tipsy.
Hold on, there was something. Is there
a funny story?
Oh, something crazy happened this weekend. Patricia had my phone. Face ID worked for her on my phone.
What? How?
Did you experiment
They say
again?
When couples are together for a long time, they start to look alike.
You think so?
Yeah.
You guys kind of do look alike.
Yeah. You think
when
so?
Yeah, you guys look really good together. Like, you guys look like a couple.
She has these gorgeous lips. I don't like...
Hold on. This is crazy.
Yeah, no. The Face ID worked for her, and she was like, oh my gosh.
Did you try it again after? Was it...
No. Oh, it didn't work after, but it did work for her. And she like freaked out, and she told me it. I'm so curious if it has ever happened to the people who are listening and watching.
Wait, what time was this? Was this in the middle of the night? This was in the middle of the night. Oh my God, baby, it worked. Why are you looking at my phone?
No.
Oh my God.
Did that just work?
Or she just wanted to see like some photos I took of her, and then it worked.
Maybe it wasn't fully locked.
It's not working.
But no, she saw the Face ID recognize thing go and say recognize.
That's insane.
Are we trying it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not working.
It works for him. I get jealous. I'm like,
is she on your phone a lot? Like, when it comes to, like, when you're, like, showing her something, or is she, like, you know?
I guess so. Sure.
Yeah, but there's no reason it should have worked. There's
Do you ever unlock it with her face
she
right next to you?
She swore it worked. And she couldn't believe it. I mean, I wasn't challenging it, but she goes, the Face ID worked.
I feel like you would have known. Like, I'm sure it wasn't, it was just locked.
You ever snooped her phone?
Her phone? No. I don't know. I trust her. I don't
That's
really care.
That's crazy. There would not be 1 ounce of me to snoop through my girlfriend's phone.
I did when I was in high school.
What did you even look? But it was like a flip phone. What did you even look for? Oh, like text messages.
You would be having to go through like 500 texts because it wasn't in a chain.
Oh, yeah.
You could have to like click what was sent and then see like what
that's fun. They looked like little emails.
You're trying to screenshot
sit there for like 6 hours.
Oh, that's funny.
Back and forth.
Imagine screenshotting a fucking like razor. Like just
I don't even think you could screenshot a razor.
No. It didn't. Remember when it came out? We're like, oh my God.
You have to take out like a little point and shoot. And you're like holding the phone.
But the screen was so bad, you couldn't see shit on the fucking camera because it was so like.
I saw what you said.
Oh, really? Well, show me. Show me. I can fucking see it.
Yeah, I remember. I snooped back then.
You did? Was it? Did it have to do with anything? Or did like was it insecurity? Or like did you?
Was
like,
it?
Expect, no, baby. I caught something? That bitch cheating.
Oh, okay.
Was it this bitch?
Well, no, that was another time. I know that time, but I think we already talked.
She knows
about
my
that.
Exes.
Mm. Yeah, because we ran into her in Miami.
Oh no.
Oh my God. You just finger spelled a different one.
Yeah.
You gotta blur it out.
Oh.
I blur your hands.
Oh, it was.
Well, yeah, that was in high school. That was afterwards. But yeah, I went through that bitch's phone too.
I can't believe that shit happened. Oh my God.
If you get a feeling, baby, it is real. And then
I mean, not all the time. I feel like
a feeling.
Oh, like a gut feeling, not like an insecurity
feeling.
Like
where something, like everything inside of you is telling you something is wrong.
But oh, yeah. I've caught some people red-handed.
But there's got to be.
And then they still deny it.
Zane, you remember. No, we won't even like say it.
No.
Damn it.
Maybe like a year from now.
Yeah. I think we should wait a little bit for that one. But Heath. At what point, like, you didn't just have a gut feeling. I feel like there was something you saw or something.
Yeah, you
that,
see
like,
some sketchy shit.
There was things that she was saying and it wasn't true. So you're just like, okay, if that's not true, then there's...
Right.
Got it, okay.
And
okay.
Then, like, I've seen stuff pop up when I'd be around.
Like,
you know
certain messages?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then there would be no previous text that made sense
It'd
for
be
it.
Like Pizza Hut, and you know damn well Pizza Hut's not texting. You know damn well.
Pizza Hut.
Yo,
hey.
Like, hey, did you go see Pizza Hut today? You're like, what do you mean, did you go? Who was, like, how would you go see
you
Pizza Hut?
You want a
Hut?
Pizza this Hut?
Pizza Hut, Texas. You on the way? Hold on, why would you be on the way? Why would you be on the way to Pizza Hut? Aren't they supposed to be coming to you?
Or, like, here.
Pizza Hut. Taco Bell says, so good seeing you last night. You're like...
Oh, this customer service must have really upped. Oh my God.
What kind of Postmates are they doing nowadays? They're trying to get a good review and a tip.
It was pre-mates back then.
Pre-mates.
Come on, Mama.
I was waiting for her. I was like,
yeah.
Fuck, that's good.
Yeah,
it didn't sound like it was good.
I remember I fucking... This is so embarrassing. Oh my God. This is really bad. I had a really bad feeling. And
every fucking day.
In the middle of the night, I grabbed the phone and I started searching stuff. And I was laying on the floor on the side of the bed, like literally like this, trying to hide. And then I was looking at some shit and I saw some stuff. Didn't like it.
What'd you see?
Oh, you're saying it?
Yeah, I'll say it. I don't care.
Just say it.
Fuck
just
it.
Say it.
So the text was like... Oh my God.
Mariah likes this.
Oh, she loves it. Look at her.
It was so bad. So it was like, it wasn't from the guy. It was from her best friend, who was her girl best friend, and was like, oh my God, how was it? So good. How big was his dick? And I'm like, yo, that's not some shit. You don't do, like, what?
And y'all are together.
Yeah.
Still to this day.
How can you have the balls to have that conversation?
Right.
I'm reading this shit and I'm like, you gotta fuck it. And you know when you get that, like, you start shaking.
It's like you
get like the fucking crazy chills and you're just like, oh my God. Like everything, like your body starts shutting down.
Did you wake her up?
Yeah.
No, because I wanted to keep reading.
He has to make a whole checklist before he fucking
attacks. I gotta have a case to put together.
Because she could say dick was a word for Pizza Hut. Who fucking knows?
We never know. So it was like, so this one kind of hurt.
This is
so
bad.
Fucking big. So I knew she wasn't talking about me.
Much bigger. Much fucking bigger.
So yeah, it was just back and forth. And I'm like, okay, she's talking to her best friend about
this. This is sad. Sorry, Bubba.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh. That's
it's
so
all right.
Mean.
At the time, it was.
That's
the worst thing I've ever experienced. But so I'm going through, and then I started like checking out with like other like different texts from other people, found the culprit. Big Dick McGee.
Oh, so you didn't know? You're like, I need to know who it is.
Yeah. Well, I had a feeling of who it was.
Is it that one guy?
That one guy.
Heath, you never told me that you knew this person.
Well, I like knew this person. Seen him around.
Do I know this kid?
I think if I showed you, you'd know who it was.
Oh, shit.
Weird.
He's never showed me.
Personal.
Oh, fuck you.
so, shit. So I kept going through, saw some other texts, and there was like, it was just, the evidence was in front of me. And as I'm in the middle of seeing like the worst shit possible, she woke up and saw me on it, freaked out trying to grab it, like grab the phone back.
Busted.
I ran into her bathroom because she had a bathroom in her bedroom. Slammed the door shut.
Oh, she had money. The bathroom.
Slammed the door shut, locked it. And I was sitting there with my back against the door and I'm just still reading and just bang, 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 bang. Carry the phone.
Oh, I would have been like, oh, you're
it's
fucked.
Game over. Yeah.
Game over.
And I
no questions
I went
asked.
Through all of it. I saw what I needed to see. I calmly opened the door, gave it back, and I was like,
is this her place or your place?
Hers.
And did you leave? Oh, wait. So
the story gets juicy. So I came out, I gave her the phone, and I was like, I confronted her. I was like, is this true? Like I saw this. Absolutely not. No, she's my best friend. She wanted me to do something and I just said it to make her happy because she wanted me to go like blah 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 whatever. And I was like, that's bullshit. And I was like,
you deserve better, much better.
Okay. Okay. Calm down.
So I was like, I don't care. I was like, I just want you to be fucking man enough to like say it to my face. I was like, just tell me what you did so I can have that. I was like, tell me what you did. Say it to my face. Denied it.
That's crazy.
Girlie,
and I was
no
like,
point.
All right, I'll give you one last chance. I'll forgive you. Like, I don't like what happened. Like, all I want, just tell me.
Isn't it crazy that like at this point, you know, 100% that she cheated on you and she still
just
could just not
game,
accept
yeah.
that fact. Yeah. That's crazy.
And it was just wouldn't do it. And then I tried to leave and wouldn't let me leave.
She wouldn't let you leave? Did you still stay the night?
No, absolutely not.
So how'd you get out?
Through the vents.
Laundry, the trash chute.
That would be wild.
You are that imposter.
See you
oh
in
my
court,
God.
Bitch.
I don't want to like get like too messy with the story.
He killed her. I'm just kidding.
Oh, wait, no.
So
I mean,
I was just like, I tried leaving. I wanted to leave. I was like, that's okay. Fine. Whatever happened. Like, I just need to go home. I need to leave. You can't leave. Let me just talk. Like, please, whatever. I didn't want to. So I tried leaving. She jumped on my back. And
as she should. Her lover is leaving the door.
If you love him, let him go, baby. And she would not let me go. So she clearly didn't love me while she was fucking Big Dick McGee. So I just got into my car and I took off. And that's all she wrote.
You broke up with her.
Well, I still talk to her. We're still seeing each other.
Yeah, when was the breakup? just to confirm.
They're actually still together.
Yeah, it was. That was fucking awful.
What a bitch.
I might have run her over on the way out. But previously...
before all that happened.
Days before, we were supposed to hang out when she got off of work.
Yeah.
And when she got off, I was waiting. And she was like, hey, I got to work longer. It's somebody's birthday. So I'm going to cover the end of their shift so they can leave early. And I was like, all right, cool. Just let me know when you're done. That goes by and still haven't heard. And she's like, still working. Sorry, cleaning up. It's a fucking mess here.
Oh.
And I'm like,
we know how it be.
All right. Okay, cool. Just
I've had a
yeah.
job.
Let me know when you're done. Fine. Time keeps going. And I'm like, what is going on? And then she's like,
hours?
Oh, well, yeah, this is like, it's going on for a while. So I'm like, okay, something is not right. And I had just like a gut feeling. So I knew where she worked. So I was like, fuck it. Let me just go to the parking lot where she works and see if her car's still there. And I was fucking detective. I was in criminal justice. Yeah. So
you're piecing the puzzles.
Right, exactly. So I showed up to the job and her car wasn't there. And I'm like, interesting. Because they had already been shut down. The restaurant had closed. Mm. So there's no way you're like still there.
Yeah.
Like for this long after. So I'm like, okay. And I know there was this place that she would always go to after work. So I'm like, okay, let me go drive by the parking lot.
Yeah.
What kind of place was it? Like
it's
a restaurant
just a
or
just a bar. Fucking hole
oh, a bar.
In the wall
okay.
Yeah, just a bar.
I didn't know what you meant.
So I'm driving by and I see her car in this bar's parking lot.
Very good.
How good did you feel? Like how, like what, did you feel like a...
I felt incredible, but the worst I've ever felt in my entire life. It was like, yes!
You're like, no! You're like, yes! No!
Yeah, exactly.
Completely
so I'm like,
forgetting that the story is bad for Heath. I'm like, right. Oh, you probably felt so good. Yeah. Like, oh,
you
yeah.
cracked the case.
Oh my god.
He's driving. He's like, hello, darkness.
Hello, friend. It's raining.
On this episode of Cheaters. So I see it and I'm like, oh my god, fuck, what do I do? Like, the car's there. Obviously, she's inside. So I'm like, do I go in? Do I call? What do I do?
I would have sent a picture of her work and been like, I'm surprising you. Let me know when you're...
I wouldn't.
Hey, babe, let me know when you're off. I'm waiting outside in the parking
Surprise!
Lot.
Heath,
I wouldn't have the balls to do that.
I know. But I was so fucking heated. Like, I was just like, oh my god. It'll get your blood going. And so I was like, fuck it. Let me just go inside and see what the deal is.
Yeah.
Let me see what's going on. She said it was her friend's birthday party at night, whatever. Maybe she forgot to text me. So I walk inside and it was her and a guy sitting at the bar together, side by side at bar stools. And they were like all over each other, like touchy, talking. Ah, take a shot. Let's
fuck.
go. And
oh
I'm like,
god,
motherfucker. So I walked up.
Oh,
I don't know how
gosh.
I did that.
Man, that's like a scene in a movie.
I should have turned around. I should have just bit my tongue and just never talked again.
No. I still think you did the right thing in this moment.
And I dug my key.
Yes.
So I walked up and she had like her back to the door. I walked up and I went right in between the two of them. I walked up, I put my arm around both of them, and I was like,
holy shit.
You have a good fucking night. I hope it's worth it. And I turned around and I walked out. That was it.
Oh,
dude,
shit.
That's powerful. Powerful.
And you know what pissed me off? She didn't fucking chase after me.
Oh,
she
really?
Didn't follow me, wasn't like, stop. No, it's not like what it looks like. She took it, sat there. I walked out, got into my car, and left.
Oh, shit.
Probably like 20 minutes goes by. It's not what it's not what it looks like. And I'm like, you couldn't even fucking like, that's how much I meant that you couldn't even fucking come after me and be like, no.
You were
no, it's my cousin.
You were at a birthday party. You had a birthday party.
Oh, her birthday with her birthday friend?
I will never understand the guts on those types of people.
I feel like you're like really good to her. You're really nice to her, too.
You're a great boyfriend.
There's like nothing that you did.
Thank you, Bubba.
You never do anything to hurt anybody.
And you know what? I hope it was worth it because they're not together.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Matt, would you like to tell your story?
No. No, we don't need it. One day.
I would have handled it completely different. I mean, I would have done the same thing. I would have walked out, but I would have just laid it out on her, everything that I felt, and then walked out.
Oh,
but no, that was good. The fact that you're silent says a lot.
I said what I had to say.
Yeah.
And I just like wanted no part. I was done.
Yeah, that's good. I respect the way you handled it.
Look at you now.
Yeah.
You're
Isn't
fucking
it
thriving.
So great
she just
to
has a way to bring it. And look what you ended up with. Isn't that something?
Babe, look what you got, baby.
Look what you got.
Baby, thrive.
Thrive.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow. Heath, I'm proud that you said that.
Thanks.
Whew. Makes me feel good. She's prettier
like...
than me.
But isn't it crazy how much like time like takes from it being that angry about it? And then how, like...
It's great. Time heals all.
Yeah.
And in the moment, you think you're never going to get
you
over
You think
it.
Life is over.
Yeah. It's crazy how you just think that will never get better.
Yeah.
Like, it's only going to go downhill from there when something
I mean,
like
it keeps
happens.
Going downhill, but...
Fuck you!
Gotcha, bitch!
Can I tell you something that I learned from TikTok? It's very fucking...
Please do.
Really, really
I love
crazy.
These things.
I saw this video of, it was a guy explaining, he like showed a black screen and he would pop out like the numbers 1, 2, and 3. You see it for a second, you guys can pretty much guess where 1, 2, and 3 was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's pretty easy. Like, if you looked really quick, it'd be pretty easy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then what if he popped out 9 numbers really quickly? Would you be able to sort
like,
out where each number was?
Oh.
Like a photographic
No, that'd be
memory?
Really hard to but, like guess where each
difficult.
Number was.
No,
and you gotta
where
do it
on it?
Yeah, you
yes.
gotta do it in order. Press it in order on the black
oh,
screen.
Oh, it's only one at a time.
One at a time.
Okay.
So black screen, numbers pop up from 1 to 10 and it would disappear. And you have to click 1, 2, 3.
That would be
hard. It'd be really hard.
Yeah.
They showed a video of monkeys.
Chimpanzees.
Showing them They would show the show the numbers 1 through 9, shut one up. Through 10, and they were able it? To memorize the numbers. And they'd go beep 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 beep. They get all the numbers from 1 through 10.
Damn.
How do they know what to look for? How did
that monkey... think that their mind is because they live in active nature in survival of the fittest. They have to be so aware of their surroundings all of the time.
Yeah, but it's like knowing numbers in the end of
no,
the day.
No, it's patterns. They don't know. Wait. Do they don't do it perfectly
they
1 through 10.
Order.
Yes.
Well, then they start off small. They I'm learn the pattern. This shit they learn up. That's they learn that crazy. Code, and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. All right, well, they're doing the pattern.
I mean,
they're
it must not have been survival of the fittest if they didn't turn into us, bitch.
Well, I think they are capable.
They must
they're,
not have been
their
that
brains,
smart.
Their brains are stronger. Birds can fly. Can you? No, you can't.
Different animal.
Exactly. But I'm just saying,
you
different
ever see
animals
how smart
have
a crow
different
is?
Capabilities. I'm not sure.
How have we not seen that video already? That's
because
fucking
they've hid it from us. The chimpanzees
Planet
are
smart.
Planet
of the Apes, baby. That shit ain't a movie. That's real life.
They're smart. And they're also being rewarded every time by like getting a...
You can reward me whatever and I would not fucking get that.
I think if you were starving, you didn't get any food until you fucking were able to solve that puzzle.
It doesn't change my brain though. I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, it's...
I know, because our brains are wired to focus on information differently. They're just seeing a pattern and they're getting rewarded. Like,
it's not like it's going bing, 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 bing. It's all at the same time. And they have to figure out the number that they have to. It's
I think
like,
if you did it day in and day out and practice doing that shit, you'd probably.
So you think they skip like 3 years of training.
Absolutely.
And then they're just like, oh, my God, look what these chimpanzees can do. And it's
There's definitely some editing going
Damn
involved.
It.
Yeah.
They had to learn it. But it's pretty freaky.
It's, not, it's fun to kind of believe that.
Yeah.
Know?
Pretty cool.
That it's like happening.
Or was it just
like
one monkey
smart,
or
we
all
can't deny that.
Monkeys?
Right. I mean, I'm sure there's a human that could do that shit. No
That's
problem.
True. That's true.
We got there one is. Good smart monkey.
Why don't we have these monkeys fucking working, you know? If they're that smart, they could be doing
that. That doesn't mean
shit.
He can like add and subtract and divide.
We
did
don't
you
know
see
that.
The, did you see the video of the... it was kind of a big monkey. I don't know if it was a...
A gorilla?
It might have been a chimpanzee.
Orangutan.
No, not that big. I think it was a chimpanzee. It was dressed up in people's clothes, like pants, t-shirt, fucking
they were
baseball
able to go
cap,
in the store and order.
Like literally walked, and it was a security footage in an apartment.
Oh,
and he opens the front door, grabs the pizza, gives him the money, and then walks back in and shuts
the
door.
Yeah,
like he was like a baboon looking,
yeah,
like animal,
so
standing
funny.
Completely
the
upright.
Could you imagine
like...
being a pizza dude delivering a pizza
and
monkey
a monkey?
Why are we
you
giving
the
these animals a time of the day?
What do you mean?
I don't think
oh, we
the
need
right
to. he paid the police. He paid the pizza delivery guy.
Look,
give him the time
no,
of day,
look,
please.
These monkeys are either in the wild or they're like locked up like this, like doing it, being like. Experimented on. Baby, show them the way. Show them how to work.
Could you imagine?
Wait, I don't think that was the right phrase.
Wait, so you think
Zane,
monkeys should
Zane,
start working
Zane,
for us?
Zane, not giving people the time of day is giving them no attention.
No, I said we got to give them the time of day. That's what I said.
Why is nobody...
Imagine...
why are we giving... I think you meant... Okay, so...
Imagine getting into...
sorry, I just took my Adderall today. I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, how's that going?
Imagine getting into an Uber. You, like, getting the... Shut it behind you. You look up, and it's a fucking monkey looking back at you. Looks like...
Yeah, let him fucking do human shit.
There's a guy on TikTok that posted he got into an Uber, and nobody was driving it. It was, like, one of those Teslas. And he was like, nobody's driving my Uber right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't like that shit.
I know,
could afford a Tesla and you're
right
Ubering?
No, I feel like that guy just started his Tesla,
that's
got in
I
the back
too.
Seat.
I didn't
was like,
say
nobody's
that.
Driving.
I wanted it to be fun. I
okay,
know.
Sorry, I'm like such a cynic to like.
Obviously,
I
people
ideas.
That believe all of that.
I'm like, I'm a cynic too, as I'm like saying we should have monkeys do jobs.
Do jobs.
Should monkeys get paid equally?
Yeah, I don't get that. Like people whose dogs work.
Like nobody's. Yeah, horses are pulling up carriages and stuff. They're not getting paid.
I wish they had like a concept of money. I wish.
Think about like animal actors who are just working all the time, and the owner just makes all the money.
These dogs are in more movies than us. They're getting paid more.
Air Bud.
That motherfucker's worth
a fucking dime.
Worth millions. And where is he now?
Oh, someone made money off Air Bud.
I'm saying. Somebody made money off of
him. Off of him at Air Bud. He got a lot of cool toys.
I don't think those dogs are treated well at all.
I don't think so. But I fucked with Air Bud.
Did they make a live version? Not a live
Air
version.
Air Bud on Ice.
Air Bud the musical.
Air Bud, was he actually playing in the damn games? Like, aren't the parents like, what the hell? There's a dog on the field.
How is that okay?
The PTA meeting must have been spicy.
All right, well, I think that's all we got for now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I can't wait till next time. I love doing this.
It's so fun.
We've recorded for this is our longest episode yet.
We are much better now.
Right? You say that every episode.
Well, no, I think that this is the longest episode we've filmed, just the four of us.
I bet some people have tuned into your podcast that may have didn't watch all the old episodes, and they don't realize that there's a ton of episodes of us.
Oh yeah.
Talking. If you like what you see, there's tons of episodes out there and highlights as
well.
Exactly. Yep. Of all the goodies and bits of every time we've riffed and laughed.
We cut down all the bullshit. We grabbed all the good shit, the good stories, the funny moments, and we're throwing them on our Unfiltered Highlights channel. It's youtube.com/unfilteredhighlights.
And we will leave a link in the description below if you want to click that right
and
now.
We're going to be posting a lot of content on there from all like past episodes. If you guys don't feel like going back and watching the full episode, you get the best moments and the funniest moments all on this channel.
And guys, as always, you can check out our coffee, cremota.com. We've got Tahitian vanilla, cinnamon French toast, house blend. And it's the best coffee in the world.
Right now, we just have the house blend. We're so sorry. Again, we're waiting to be restocked. It takes a long time.
We can only make so many beans at once.
Exactly. So, but
it's gonna be better than smack my ass sandwiches.
Yes, exactly. I'm gonna shout it out. I just started a golf YouTube channel. I'm super excited about it. And this is something that I'm so passionate about, and I'm so excited to share with you guys. It's no bullshit golfing where it's super serious like a lot of the other people. It's fun. We're just fucked up all the time, smacking shit.
He loves golfing. That's all he wants to do. Outside of the work he does, literally all he wants to focus on is golf. Yeah. So he made a channel for it. So make sure to go. We're going to all be on the channel here and there. They're going to have guests every week.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Mostly drinking and just kind of just partying.
If you see me on their channel, it's not going to be me golfing. It's going to be me probably drinking.
Which is fine.
You don't know. You'll learn.
Yeah, because I don't know how to golf. These guys have to teach me how to golf before. They have to give me training sessions before we like make these videos.
I got you, baby.
Please get me.
And as always, you can listen to the audio of the podcast every single Monday. And then the video comes out every single Tuesday, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Thank you so much. We love you. And you have a good rest of the week. Have a good Monday.
Mm-hmm. Have a good you, baby. And if you got a gut feeling, baby, cut a bitch out.
Exactly. Period.
Period.
All right. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Show up to the local bar.
Bye.